We continue our learning Leila Nishmas, Tavid ben Achmud, Shem Chaim Yaakov, and Pinchas Leo. We're in Tanis Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Al HaRishona Hu Omer. Now, we have to be careful. Rishona does not refer to the first of the six extra brachos added to Shmona Esrei. Rishona here refers to Re'eva Onyenu itself. Re'eva Onyenu, we would extend and expand that bracha by adding the following. Misha, so that's what it means here. Al HaRishona Omer, on that first bracha where we would expand the brachos because it's a Tanis Tzibur for this purpose, for the Tanis, for the Geshamim. Misha Ana Es Avram Bahar HaMuriyah, Hu Yaneh Eschem V'Yishma B'Kol Tzach Eschem Hayom Azeh. So Hashem, who answered Avram Avinu Har Moriah, who he should also answer us and answer our cry to him on this very day. Baruch atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. So you'd say Reva Onyenu and say the bracha, and then before you would end, you'd say Mishana, etc., and then say Goel Yisrael. Then Al Hashnia, this Shnia refers to that extra first bracha. The extra first bracha, according to the Tanakam, at least in the previous Mishnah, was Zichronos. So how would you conclude Zichronos? So you'd begin, as we said, the way that bracha normally begins on Rosh Hashanah, let's say. Atazocher, etc. And then you would say the following, Misha Ana Es Avoseinu Al Yamsuf, Hashem, who answered our forefathers at Yamsuf, Hu Yan Eschem Yishma Kol Tzach Eschem Hayom Azeh, he shall respond to you and listen to your cry on this day. Baruch Atah Hashem, Zocher HaNishkachos, Hashem, who remembers things that are forgotten. So that's the end of the first extra bracha, which here we call Shnia. This is the bracha of Zichronos. Then Al HaShlisha Su Omer, remember, this is the Shofros, which begins with Atan Iglesa. The conclusion of that bracha would go like this. Misha Ana on a fast day. Misha Ana is Yoshua Bal Gilgal. Hu Yaneh Eschem Yishma Kol Tzaak Haschalim Azeh Barachat Hashem Shomea Teruah. Yoshua's answered through the Shofros at the city of Yericho when they were in Gilgal. So therefore, that's certainly appropriate. And then Al HaRavius on the fourth bracha, which follow, this is after the Zichronos and Shofros brachos, we would say the following. Misha Ana, this was when we began, remember, this was the Perek Devus Tehillim Kufchaf, which began with El Hashem Batzarasali Karasi Vayaaneni. So this is the third of the extra brachos, the fourth one that we're talking about in this Mishnah. Hu Omer, this is the way you conclude it. Misha Ana Es Shmuel Bamitzpah, Hu Yaneh Eschem V'Yishma B'Kol Tzaak Eschem Hayom Azeh Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tzeaka. Hashem listens to the cry. And because when it came to Shmuel, there the pasuk says, "Vayizak Shmuel el Hashem ba'ad Yisrael vayaneu Hashem." So Shomea Tzaka is an appropriate way to conclude a bracha that speaks about Shmuel. Al Hachamishis, which began with Esa Einai Leharim, which is Tehillim Kufchav Aleph, which is the fourth of the extra brachos. So Omer, you go like this: Misha Ana Es Elio Baha Carmel. Why is that fitting for this? Because we say we look up to the mountain. Mountains, El Harim, so Har HaKamel, we make mention of that. Hu Yaneh Eschem Hashem, who answered Elio, as we know the famous story in Har HaKamel. So Hu Yaneh Eschem V'Yishma B'Kol Tzaak Haschem Ha'imazeh Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefila. Because when it came to Elio, it says, Aneni Hashem Aneni, right? Everyone should know, Ki Atoh Elokim. So that's a tefillah that he had. So therefore, we end this with Shomea Tefillah. Al Hashishis, which is after Perek Tehillim Imam Akim Tehillim Kuflamid, which is the fifth of the extra brachos, Hu Omer, this is the way you would conclude that bracha. Misha Anais Yona Mim'e Hadaga, Hashem who answered Yonah from inside the whale, inside the fish. Why is that appropriate? Why is that fitting? Because to say, Mima Makim, I'm in the depths, so to speak. So therefore, Yonah is appropriate. Hu Yaneh Eschem Yishmak B'Kol Tzaak Haschem Hayim Hashem Baruch Atah Hashem Ho'oneh Be'Eitz Tzara. Why do we end with Eitz Tzara? Because when it came to Yonah in Perek Beis, it says, Karasi Mitzara Li El Hashem Vaya'aneini. So therefore, Eitz Tzara is the way we conclude that bracha. Al Hashvis, on the seventh. Remember, Goel Yisrael is the first. So there are extra, there are the six extra brachas, which ends up now being the seventh, aware of an expanded bracha. That began with Tehillim Kuv Beis, Tfila La'ani, Ki Ya'atov. So on that sixth of the extra brachos, how would you conclude it? Hu Omer, Mishana Es David. And this was during a time of famine. Ve'eshlomo Binovi Yishalayim. Because there we mentioned the fact that Shlomo HaMelech spoke about Behatzar Shamayim Loyam Atar. If in the future there'll be times of famine, we want you to answer us, Shlomo said in Malachim Aleph Perches as he was dedicating the Beis HaMikdash. So, Mishana Es David, Ve'eshlomo Binovi Yishalayim, Hu Yaneh Eschem Yishma B'kol Tzak Haschem Ayim Azem Baruch Atah Hashem HaMerachem Al Ha'aretz. We want to end with Merachem Al Ha'aretz, because it was Shlomo, David and Shlomo, who davened for Eretz Yisrael, so we make reference to Eretz Yisrael. Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, Ma'aseh B'mei Rabbi Chalafta Rabbi Chananya Ben Tradyon. So there was a story, and it's not, usually Masa means a story. What this just means is that it was a custom. Rabbi Chalafta in his community and Rabbi Charedina Ben Tradyon in his community. So it's Chalafta in Sipori, Rabbi Chananya in Sichnin. So what happened? Sha'avar Echolifnei Ateva. During these 7 days, after the first six Taniyos, we have the seven Taniyos where we're more strict and we go out to the main street, to the main plaza. And we have this special davening and the extra six brachos. So it was during those seven taniyos of during a drought, and someone got up to lead the davening, v'gamar es habracha kula, and the person concluded the bracha of Goel Yisrael in these two communities, v'lo anu acharav amein, meaning they had the custom that people didn't answer amein to the bracha of Goel Yisrael, or the brachas in general, but rather they would say, baruch shem kivod malchuso li'olam v'ed, which is what we said in the Beis HaMikdash in response to a bracha. And then, what would the Shamish in the Beis HaKnesses do, what we call the Chazan HaKnesses? He would announce, Tiku HaKonim Tiko, HaKonim Yishida, blow the shofar. And the Shliach Tzibur then said, Mishana Esav HaMavin Bahar HaMarayo, Hu Yaneh Eschem Yishma B'kol Tzak Haschem Hayem Hazeh. And of course, and would conclude the bracha. And then the same thing would be true when it came to the Zichronos bracha, right? Hariu b'nei Aaron Hariu. And the Shliach Tzibur would say, Mishana Esav Hosein Al Yamsuf, Hu Yaneh Eschem Yishma B'kol Tzak Haschem Hayem Hazeh. And this is what would happen throughout the brachos. And some say they would blow tkiah shua tkiah before the Shliach Tzibur said Misha Ana. Different explanations. Some say in certain brachos they had a trua tkiah trua. And in fact, in general, just to be aware of the halacha, if this would be put into practice, there are extra tefillos as well that are added. There's the Yud Gimel Midos is added, and besides the blowing of the shofar and phrases that are familiar to us from Rosh Hashanah, let's say, where we say Im Kivanim, Im Ka'avadim, Im Kivanim, Rachmeni Krachem Abanim, Im Ka'avadim, Einenu Lecha Tulios, those phrases, that was also included in the Shmoneh Esrei. But he was speaking about specifically what happened with Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyon. So there was a blowing of the shofar as well. Misha, and then the Mishnah says, Uksheba davar etzel chachamim. When the chachamim found out that Rabbi Chalafta and Rabbi Chananya ben Tradyon had this practice of people answering Baruch Shem Kevod Machu Solem and not Amen. So they said, Amru, the chachamim said, Lo hayinu nohagin kein elel shar bav sharam is we would only the minog of saying Baruch Shem was only, and some say this means the Shar HaMizrach of the Har HaBayis, and some have the Girsa B'Sha'arei HaMizrach, meaning the Shar HaMizrach, the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis, and the Shar HaMizrach of the Azara. Either way, and the Rambam understands, and when they daven this way, they would gather at Har HaBayis, Kineged Shar HaMizrach, and this is not what we do. So the question is, what does it mean? It doesn't say what we do. So one explanation is obviously that although they had the custom of Chalafta and Rabbi Chanan and Chandun in their communities, that you didn't answer Amen to the Goel Yisur, to these brachos, rather Baruch Shem from Achsel Med, as we did in the Mikdash. So what does it mean we didn't have this minhag? Ela b'shar abay, ha-mizroch over harabayis. It means to say Baruch Shem. That's what it means. Lo hayu noagin. However, what about the tkios? Oh, they did have tkios even outside the mikdash, between one bracha and another. The difference is that in the mikdash, they blow the shofar and the chatzotros at the same time. If you remember that, the chatzotros on a tanis would extend, and in the gevulin outside, we'd only blow chatzotros. That's maybe shot in the Mishnah. Lo yinu knowing in Cain means that the tkios were a little bit different, but there was blowing outside the mikdash. But Baruch Shem was only in the mikdash. And others say they would blow outside the mikdash either with the shofar or the chatzotzos. And some say that when the Mishnah says, no, lo hayu noagin kein, el b'shar az ha-mizrach, they're referring to the blowing of the tkios too, that was only done in the mikdash. Meaning in the mikdash only, we'd blow the shofar between one bracha and another. And outside, they would not blow between one bracha and another, but they would blow after the tefillah was completed.